Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Darren's back. We were talking about Rachel Blackmore a short time ago. More on her now, Darren, yeah?
Yeah, lovely to hear. Henry, actually, what a partnership they have had over the years. And do you know what? I still, we're all coming to terms with it. It's hard to believe that she's actually retired. A real sporting icon, I think, is going to be up there as one of the great Irish sporting, icons there ever has been.
35, I mean, it's not unusual for sports people to retire at 35. Yeah. But for jockeys, it's relatively young, isn't it?
It is. Now, I know... Ruby Walsh retired actually at a similar age, and I know Ruby would be a big influence and they'd be good friends. So maybe she's been influenced by him a little bit, but she's so much more to give. I think Henry kind of summed it up there. Whatever she does turn her hand to next, she's going to be brilliant at it. And let's hope that she's no stranger to us. 35 years of age, did it all in 14, 15 years, and the first female jockey to win the Aintree Grand National. She claimed wins in most of the big races and had those incredible 18 race wins at Cheltenham, including the Gold Cup and the Champion Hurdle. Let's listen back now to just some of her career highlights.
Flight, and it's Honeysuckle. Is she having a look at the last? She is, a real look. Sharjah's got a chance now. It's Honeysuckle from Sharjah, but as they race inside the closing stages, she's picking up again, and it's Honeysuckle towards the line. A combination to define a generation. Honeysuckle has won the Irish Paddy Power Punchestown Champion Hurdle from Sharjah. Back in third is Epitont, and they're being followed in four by
Honeysuckle and Rachel Blackmore clear from Sharjah. Epitont behind those. It's a beautiful straight 11 victories for Honeysuckle. She is the winner of the Unibet Champion Hurdle.
And Aplutard is storming up the hill. 6-7 lengths clear in the hands of Rachel Blackmore. She won the Champion Hurdle on Tuesday, the Grand National last year, and now it's the Gold Cup. Aplutard, a runaway winner from Minelay Endo in second place. 150 yards to go in the National. Manala times for J.P. McManus, Henry de Bromhead, and more significantly, Rachel Blackmore. History in the National. Manala times wins from Balco de Flo. Any second now is third, Borough St. Four.
I don't feel male, female right now. I don't even feel human. This is just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's some quote, isn't it? Doesn't feel male, female. Just not even human.
It was a phenomenal day. Among many that she had.
Among so many. Great to listen back to some of those. I actually really enjoyed pulling out those clips this morning. Let's turn our attention to Gaelic Games now. And the Gaelic Players Association, the GPA, they had their annual general meeting last night. Took place online. They're not going to speak to the media just yet. That will happen tomorrow. But our own Marty Morrissey, our GA correspondent, has been following this meeting. And he joins me now on the live. Did Skorts get a mention, Marty, last night?
Good morning, Darren. Yes, they did. There were 12 motions down at the AGM last night, and there were two motions, one from Galway, one from Offaly. One was the proposal to call in the Camogie Association to reform policy and the requirement to wear skirts and allow the choice to wear skirts. And the second one from Offaly came that the proposal that the GPA supports the removal of the mandatory skirt in Camogie and advocates the player choice in match day kit, including skirts as an option based on comfort, performance and equality with male counterparts. That's actually shorts. But yes, I mean, all of these were passed with 96% to 100%, but these were all coming from players within the various squads that we have
at inter-county level.
At inter-county level, so it's not surprising that they would have that level of support. Other proposals and other motions were about hurling finals. All league finals, for instance, must be played. This is what they're looking for. Must be played in a suitable county ground at Croke Park. This year, Division 1A and 1B was held in Croke in Parky Cleeve, while Division 2 and 3 were dispersed around the country. Interesting, there was also one from the GPA itself, the Hurling Development, to advocate for the development of a policy to support lower tier hurling counties with fair promotion, adequate minimum standards, appropriate venues for all championship tiers, and meaningful representation of lower tier counties in strategic decision making. I think this is an effort to say that the GPA want to work with Willie Maher, the new head of hurling who's been recently appointed. it. And certainly in terms of funding as well, that was an issue. Now, the one thing that was I found interesting was unified engagement with the governing bodies. And this is relation to integration, that in 2026, the GPA will move to engage with the GA, LGFA and the Camogie Association collectively, not in isolation, supporting full integration. And it's interesting that in the two co-chairs, Aisling Maher and Niall Morgan, in their joint statement to the various players, talked about that they, like most of the various members of the GA family, are mostly in the dark at how the process is progressing. That's integration. Niall and Aisling says it has led to a lot of speculation, much of it negative, about whether integration is achievable. The GPA will not stand for a position where integration is not delivered. It is non-negotiable. It is what the Gaelic family wants. So certainly very strong statements from Niall Morgan at the Tipperary the Tyrone goalkeeper, and Aisling Maher, the Dublin Camogie player, who are both co-chairs of the GPA, very strong statements about integration and that they would be taking action in 2026. We know that already that integration is targeted to be completed in 2027, but it is a topic that is certainly faded into the shade at the moment, but I'm sure it'll become the headlights in a short time enough.
Yeah.
But they're the basic things that were discussed at the GPA annual general meeting last night.
Okay, Marty Morrissey, thank you. Before I go, Irish captain Caelan Darras will be out for between 4 to 6 months. Leinster confirmed this news yesterday and hurt his shoulder in that Champions Cup loss to Northampton, and he will of course miss this summer's tour with the Lions to Australia.
All right, Darren, thank you very much.